Hello, and welcome to August's episode of Lulu's List. I'm Seuss, also known as Lulu Lawrence, and this podcast is where I talk about what I've enjoyed about all the fics that I've read in the last month, as well as sharing a bit about my own fics I've posted as well. You can find me on Tumblr and AO3 as Lulu Lawrence, on Twitter as Lulu Lawrence1D, and on Ko-fi, where I do my best to share updates and snippets of my current works in progress, as well as sometimes talking a little bit about the podcast at www.ko-fi.com/Lulu Lawrence. So, as you've probably noticed, this podcast is late by a few days. I generally try to have the podcast posted on the 28th, and you know, life happened, which is fine, but this is literally take three, and I am really hoping that this is the version that does see the light of day and can get posted, because if this one doesn't work, then you'll just be getting August and September together. So here's hoping. Wish me luck. And yep, I'm just warning you now that it's been a long month, and I apologize if this is not quite as put together as I try to have my podcasts usually be. Okay, so with all of that said, I was able to read 10 fics this month, and honestly, they kind of saved me. So, I wasn't able to read at all, like, in the first 2 weeks, and all of the fics that I read after that through the 27th were just fics that were completely self-indulgent, that were just exactly what I needed, and I loved them, and they were exactly the escapism that I was kind of really hoping for after or during a really difficult August for me. So if August was rough for you guys too, here's a cheer, and let's talk about all of the fun that we had this month. I also posted a couple of fics, so after I am done talking about the fics that I read, I will go ahead and talk a little bit about those two as well. Alright, here we go. The first fic is called Obsessed by Disgruntled Kitten Face on both Tumblr and AO3. It's 100 words long, it is not rated, and the pairing is Nick and Harry. The summary reads, "Usually when Nick's a disaster, it sends men running. This one's different. A Griles drabble." So, this one, Maggie wrote it for me as a birthday gift, but she also knew that I was very sad when Nick had his last day on Radio 1, and so as a little kind of gift and pick-me-up, she posted it early for me so that I could enjoy it on his last day, and it was so perfect. She and I had been talking about how we hadn't had the time to even read at all at the beginning of August, and so she wrote me a drabble because she hoped that I'd be able to at least fit that in, and I was. It was exactly what I needed. It was the perfect little boost, and this thing is so cute, and it is so sweet and so fun, and it's only 100 words, but so much is packed in there. Like, there's so much hope and, you know, like, it's like leading into what could be so much more just from this silly, ridiculous meet cute involving, like, face masks, and, yeah, it's just Nick is his disaster self, and it's adorable and hilarious, and I loved the little details that she was able to somehow fit in there that made it so that it was just, it was so much more than just 100 words, and yet it really was just 100 words. The next fic is Home Again, Winter Harlow by Dandelion Fairies on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic was around 28,000 words long, is rated teen, and the pairing is Harry and Louie. The summary reads, "Harry used to love the holidays, especially Christmas. Things changed quickly when he was in high school. He had his heart broken at Christmas, and that changed everything he'd ever known. It was also what made him decide to leave Winter Harlow and not come back. The second he graduated high school, he was gone. He wouldn't even think about Winter Harlow if it wasn't for his family. He hadn't been back since he left, however. He'd found a life for himself in New York City. He put himself through culinary school and now is a top chef at a top restaurant in the city. Everything changes with one call from his mom. Your sister's been in an accident. So the one place he never thought he'd ever go back to, especially during the holidays, is exactly where he finds himself. Winter Harlow. Welcome home, Harry. Louis doesn't have much. He'd never been close with his family aside from his mom. After she passed away, he didn't see much of anyone. They all just kind of went their own separate ways, keeping in touch by the occasional text. It worked for them. But Louis had missed having somewhere to be for the holidays. or even just when he's feeling down. He found that when he arrived in Winter Harlow, he's never met anyone so accepting than pretty much everyone in town. Now he's getting ready to spend the holidays with the family he works for. Of course, things change with one single phone call. Louis, I'm at the hospital. Winter Harlow, a small town that embraces the holidays like no other. That may not be true, but don't say that to any of the residents. They pride themselves on their festivities. While Louis is basking in the glory of the holidays and everything new to him, Harry is walking into everything he once loved, but now hates. Okay, so that was long, but I wanted to read the longer version, the full summary for you guys, because it just really sets it up perfectly, and it kind of really shows you that it truly, this is like a Hallmark Christmas movie in fic form. And it's funny because, like, I was racking my brain. I'm a big fan of Hallmark Christmas movies, like literally from the time they start airing them in October. I'm watching them to keep my sanity, because I don't know about anybody else, but the holidays are actually really, really hard for me. And so I need all the fluff and happiness and, you know, silliness that I can get. And I get that through my Hallmark movies. So, I kept racking my brain trying to figure out if there was a specific movie that this one was. And I don't think it is. I don't think it actually exists, but it felt like it did. It was that kind of perfect, you know, that kind of like balance of cheesiness and making it so that like everything just works out so perfectly, but at the same time there's just that tiny bit of angst to keep it interesting. And you know, the story is just kind of fun, the big town person and the small town and having to return to the small town and all of that fun stuff that's just so quintessential to those movies that I just love so much. It was all here and it was great and it was just so much fun. So it was really enjoyable for me. Oh, and I think I forgot to say this was part of the Big Bang this year. Did I mention that? In case I didn't, there you go. So, yeah, it was just really cute and fluffy, and it was just, you know, a nice little morsel of goodness. the next pic is called Blow Me Away by LadyAJ-13 on Tumblr and LadyAJ_13 on AO3. It's about 6,000 words long, it's rated explicit, and the pairing is Liam and Louis. The summary reads, Louis likes giving blowjobs. He doesn't exactly get off on it. He's been with people who properly loved it, and he's not quite that into it. But he doesn't mind the feel or the taste, and he really, really likes watching his partner lose it. So getting down on his knees regularly is a no-brainer. Which is why it's a bit frustrating that every time he does, Liam hauls him back up again. Okay, so this fic, it's canon compliant, established relationship, and pretty much the whole thing revolves around blowjobs, except not. Like, yes, it is about blowjobs, but there's so much more behind it too. Like, Louis is just trying to figure out what in the world is going on with Liam and blowjobs. Like, why won't he just let him give him a blowjob? He just really wants to do it. And it's so funny while also like you're sitting there trying to figure out what's going on with Liam too, you know, like what in the world is wrong with all of, like why doesn't he want, you know, like does he just not like it? What's going on? And so you're trying to figure it out too, but it's just so funny because Louis is truly so worked up over this, and it's just, and you're sitting there the whole time like it's blowjobs, babes. Like I don't know. I just found it so funny. And yet it was like, it was really sweet when you finally figured out what was going on. But, like, meanwhile, in order to get to the point where they actually communicate, Louis, like, talking to everybody about it and asking them, you know, like, it's just, it's so funny because it's how you, I could imagine it being with them, like, when it comes to the dynamic as a band. Mm-hmm. It's just so funny. I don't know. But at the same time, it's, like, really sweet when you finally figure it all out and then they continue to work through it, and it's really hot too at the end there. It's just great. So it's just a really wonderful mix of everything all wrapped up in about 6,000 words. So if you're into Lilo, I definitely suggest this one. It was a fantastic read. The next fic is called Getting Ahead for Heights. It is also by Lady AJ, and this one is about 4,000 words long, rated teen, and the pairing is Greg and Louis. The summary reads, the problem is, Louis thinks Greg would be quite good to date, so it really would help if everyone would stop reminding him of that fact so he could unthink it. He'd be a gentleman, at least until Louis talked him out of it. And he's funny and nice and hot, and they're both into music and football and drama. He's also a freakish giant of a human. And the problem with dating is that sooner or later, you have to stand next to each other. So this is a uni AU, friends to lovers, sharing clothes are in there. There's just a lot of denial of feelings. This is just a wonderful Gruy fic is what it is. I am so soft for Gruy. I love this pairing very much a lot. Like, it's top three with Tomlin Shaw and Larry. I just really, really love it. And, oh heavens, she just does a wonderful job with this one. I can't explain it, but like, it's so funny because Louis is so, everybody's just like, why don't you guys just date? Why won't you date him? Like, he's obviously trying to ask you out. Why won't you just do this? Like, and Louis is avoiding him to the point of being like just outright rude and kind of mean. And oh, it's, you're just sitting there and you're like, oh, poor Greg. But at the same time, like, okay, but Louis, like, come on, man, you know? And his friends are like, what are you doing? Just do it. And he's, like, not admitting what the issue is, but, like, he finally figured out it's because of the height difference. It's the size difference. And it's just so funny. And it all comes together, and they finally kind of talk it out. And it's just great. The whole thing is great from beginning to end. There's so many feelings packed in there, but at the same time, it's just this whole silly thing. And oh, it's so cute. I want to read it again now. Actually, talking about it, I really loved it. I love me Gruy. I should try to read some more of that. Okay, next is Milk Kinship by Jayri on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 22,000 words long. It is rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry had aspired to become a wet nurse since first learning about the honored and respected tradition when he was a teenager. The first documentary he'd seen had been detailed and brutally honest, and Harry had still fallen in love with the idea. Its origins were rooted in highly regarded positions of the royal staff and were credited for playing a role in the lives of some of the most famous children in history. There were medically trained wet nurses and other milk services for mothers unable to feed their babies, but true wet nurse nannies could only be afforded by the rich and famous. The glamorous life appealed to Harry, even if his understanding of his role changed to a more realistic view over time. As a starry-eyed kid, that was where he wanted to be. Or Harry is a wet nurse and isn't allowed to have an alpha. He may or may not break his vows. Okay, so this was written for the 1D ABO Fest, and it's Alpha Louis, Omega Harry. Harry is obviously a nursemaid, and Louis ends up hiring him to help him take care of his newborn baby. It's definitely got that side of like the employer-employee relationship going on, but at the same time, like, yes, there's power imbalance, but it's definitely consensual. Like, Harry also makes his own demands of Louis, and Louis agrees to them. You know, like, yes, Louis is technically in a place of power, and yeah, anyway, all that to say, this is pretty much a fic all about breastfeeding and lactation kink. So if that's not your thing, then just keep on going. But for me, that's my thing. So I definitely enjoyed it and had a lot of fun with this. There's also some angst thrown in there because, of course, with this kind of thing and that little or line at the end, you know, he may or may not break his vows because he's not allowed to have an alpha. And so there's some stuff going on, and you know, things can't just all go smoothly. So the angst, it's just so fascinating too, because like the way it all comes together and that little twist and just, yeah, it's all super interesting. And it's kind of funny because it's just like, oh, they should have seen it and I should have seen it too. And the way it all kind of comes together at the very end, it's just really fun because you're sitting there and you're like, how in the world is this going to get fixed? Like, truly, how is it going to get fixed? And then it finally does. And it's just so interesting and so sweet and so hot. And it's just great. So, yeah, if you're really into the lactation kink and breastfeeding and, you know, a little bit of hanky-panky going on when it shouldn't be going on, then you will enjoy this fic, and I suggest reading it. The next fic is called The Stories They're Not In by A-Brighter-Yellow on Tumblr and A Brighter Yellow on AO3. It is about 11,000 words long, rated explicit, and the pairing is Sean and Niall. The summary reads, when he gets to his house, he makes a beeline for the piano his mother insisted he take when he got his own place and sits down, still wearing his denim jacket. He places the lyrics on the music stand, checks that there's a new cassette in the tape deck, and pushes both the play and record buttons down. Then Sean stretches his fingers, empties his mind, and plays Too Much to Ask the only way he knows how. When a producer hands Sean a randomly selected folder full of song lyrics, he inadvertently connects the composer with his creative soulmate. But Niall Horan proves to be so much more than that, and Sean is terrified that his growing feelings will sabotage the partnership that could make both of their careers and also end the deepest friendship he's ever known. An AU inspired by Niall Horan's San Francisco, the movie Rocket Man, and Elton John and Bernie Taupin's real-life relationship, except more gay. This fic was really wonderful. It was written for the Heartbreak Weather Fest, and so it's a song fic, obviously, like she said, based on San Francisco and also Rocket Man. There are, of course, changes made in there and adaptations. For example, it is an American AU, but Niall is the Bernie character and Sean is Elton, so there's friends to lovers, and there's, oh, beautiful pining, and it is a historical fic. It does take place kind of roughly in the same time period, and so there is some period typical homophobia, but it's kind of it's there and it's referenced, but you don't really see it fully addressed outside of one or two occasions, and even then it's not like the true focus, if that makes sense. So if you can handle kind of small doses of that period typical homophobia, then you'll be just fine with this fic. It's just so soft. And the, like, whenever I think of this fic, even just the way that I think of it, it's like it's got different tones in my mind, just imagining it. Like, it has its own ambiance and its own vibe. I felt like I was stepping into an entirely different world whenever I picked up the fic to continue reading. It was just one of those fics that transports you to a completely different place, and it stays with you afterwards. The way that she described the emotions and the feelings throughout the entire fic, as well as, like, the growth of the relationship between the two of them, like, it is beautiful and it is epic. And then, like, when the point comes where, like, they finally, you know, they finally kiss, and then you're left wondering what happened, and you're just like, oh no, oh my gosh, how does this all work out? Because it's not like it's real life, you know. You can't look at the Elton and Bernie story and be like, oh, how does this turn out, because this is different. And so anyway, it was just wonderful. There is a happy ending, spoiler. And it's just, it's so wonderful. I really, really liked it. And she just is a wonderful writer who can transport you to a different place. And that's exactly what this fic does. All right. The next fic is called Can't Buy My Love, Can Buy Me Dinner by LadyAJ-13 on Tumblr and LadyAJ_13 on AO3. This fic is about 10,000 words long. It is rated G, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, is it ethical to accept a dinner date for the free food? And will you hate me when I go anyway? Fact 1. Louis hates Harry Styles. Fact 2. Louis is temporarily living off toast and spaghetti hoops. Fact 3. Louis may be semi-accidentally dating his worst enemy. Okay, so this is another uni AU, and it's enemies to lovers. Kind of, there's flashbacks that help explain how exactly they got to where they got, but they come in small doses. And so you get a little bit of insight at a time, and you're like, okay, that explains nothing. Like, what in the world? And then you're back to, like, today. And then you get another flashback, and you're like, okay, I'm still confused. And then you go back to today. And it's just one of those things where, like, it's very slowly told, the backstory is. And meanwhile, Louis is just making a mess of everything that's going on with Harry. And, oh, the Zooey friendship is just so wonderful. Oh, gosh. Like, this is one of those fics where, like, enemies to lovers, Harry is clearly trying to date Louis, and Louis is only accepting the dates because he wants to eat something other than just pot noodles. And it feels like it should be something simple, you know, simple and cliche, but it's not. Like, there's so much more feeling and emotions and depth that is put into this fic, and I feel like some of that comes from the flashbacks that you're getting, because you learn why they are where they are. It's not just they hated each other and whatever, you know, like they are where they are for a legitimate reason, and it makes sense. And they both understand that they both did make mistakes, and that maybe the feelings and the things that they did were not right, but like it still landed them where they are. And so they have to kind of work through that, while also kind of addressing the current situation and the way they've been handling that. And it's so good. And I just really loved the journey that we went on with the characters in this story, because I went into it thinking it would be a silly and cliche fic, and it was, in a way. You know, there was really funny and awkward moments in there, but at the same time, like, it was so much more than what I thought it would be, and it just blew my mind. I loved it. It was fantastic. Okay, the next fic is Until That Day by Kings of Everything on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 45,000 words long, rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry Styles is days away from walking down the aisle when his previous failed weddings are turned into a public spectacle by jaded London journalist Louis Tomlinson. Hoping to witness Harry leave another groom at the altar, Louis heads to Holmes Chapel, where nothing goes as planned, and he finds himself falling for the serial heartbreaker, a runaway bride movie AU. Okay, so this was written for The Big Bang, and as you can tell, it's enemies to lovers, and it's really interesting because it's established Neri at the beginning, because Harry's engaged, of course, to somebody else, and Louis comes in to kind of, like, document the falling apart, his running away. And so it's established Neri. That's, like, the relationship through a lot of the fic. But it is endgame Larry, and it's fascinating because, like, I was a little concerned because with fics like this, you come really close to cheating, and cheating is a big trigger for me. And so I was like, okay, so like, I'm interested to see how it's managed, because I know Lauren and I know how careful she is about making sure that things are tagged. And so cheating's not tagged here. I am safe. Let's go through and let's see how she handles this. You know, how she kind of takes it and makes it so that, like, it's all realistic, but also kind of keeps away from that, you know, area. And she did such a great job. It was so good. It was so interesting. If you haven't seen Runaway Bride, I love the movie personally, and Harry makes a wonderful Julia Roberts. The way that Lauren wrote this, it gave so much more depth to the characters, and also the surrounding characters were fantastic. Like, Sarah and Mitch, I adore them in this fic. Oh my gosh, I love them. I love them so much. And Gemma, she's hardly in it. Like, you do not actually see her on screen outside of, I think, the very end of the fic. And she just has such a presence because of various things that you learn about her through different, like, stories and experiences and just, like, oh, man. And then, like, yeah. Anyway, I could just say so much, but I don't want to give away too much about this because I've learned that apparently Runaway Bride was not a seminal classic for everybody like it was for me. And so I expect everybody to know what happened in there, and not everybody does. And so I want you to just thoroughly enjoy it if you go through and you read this. And so I don't want to say too much, but just know that, like, it is wonderful. The adaptations that she made to kind of convert it to our fandom and make it British and make it a bit more realistic and have, you know, the feelings truly, like, worked through, and their issues, because, like, there are issues that have to be dealt with in this fic, and they're pretty massive, and she deals with them and makes sure that they are addressed, and I just so appreciated that. And Harry's Nan in this fic is hysterical and wonderful, and I love her too. So definitely read it, whether you have seen the movie or not. It's fantastic. If you've seen the movie, this fic will not disappoint. It will not let you down. And if you haven't seen the movie, then it'll make you want to watch the movie, because it's fantastic. Okay. The next fic is called The Rest of My Life by Reminiscing in the Rain on both Tumblr and AO3. It's about 11,000 words long. It is rated mature, and the pairing is Niall and Bressie. I am going to apologize ahead of time with this summary. I cannot read it naturally for the life of me because I am clearly American. This is about two Irishmen, and it's written in a way that's like, it's got the rhythm of their accents and the way they speak, and it sounds horrible and completely unnatural coming out of my mouth. I stumble over myself every time. So just, I'm trying to read it so that you can understand, but just know that I'm doing the best I can. I'm so sorry. I'm Niall Breslin, but you can call me Bressie, or Bress if you'd rather. I'm just Niall, Niall mumbled. I'm sorry about just dropping in on you like this. Ah, but you're fine. Bressie waved a hand dismissively. Di gave me a call and said you were going to be in town. Said Bobby Horan had asked me to keep an eye on you. You know me, Dad? Niall stared a little. When Niall Horan turned up on fellow Mullingar expat Niall Breslin's London doorstep one rainy night, neither of them expected for it to change the course of their lives. So this was written for the Heartbreak Weather Fest. It is a song fic based on Black and White. And as you can tell, it starts with a meet cute. It starts with them, you know, meeting on the doorstep. And it's a canon compliant fic for the most part. Like, I feel like the way that she wrote it, you could definitely fit it into, like, the layout and schedules and everything else that we have for the boys. What's really fun is that she captures so much of them and their relationship, and she does it with just short little vignettes that give us insight into very specific moments of their relationship. And some of them are years apart, and yet it is so fulfilling to see them, you know, like finally getting together, or still like working through some things, or fighting, or coming together, or whatever the case may be. You know, like, you get to see the way that they are together and see how they as people, as well as their relationship, are growing and changing as they get to know each other and themselves a little bit more. And it's just really beautiful. It's funny and it's witty and there's so much banter, but it's also just like, it is really soft and lovely. And the way that it all comes together at the very end is just really fun. I just really loved it. It was just really nice to be able to see them so like older and settled down, and, you know, just be able to kind of enjoy that growth with them and have the ending and just feel fulfilled and happy that they made it. You know what I mean? It's one of those fics that just like, you read it and you're just like, oh, that's good. That's good. They live good lives together, you know? It makes you feel like maybe the world is not such a hard place, you know? It gives you hope. And that's what we need sometimes. Okay, the last fic that I read this month is called Don't Hold Back by Jacaranda-Bloom on Tumblr and Jacaranda_Bloom on AO3. This fic is about 15,000 words long. It is rated explicit, and the pairing is Niall and Harry. The summary reads, Niall Horan's superfan Harry Styles is 6 months into the Great Australian Lads adventure with his three best mates when the group secures VIP tickets to Niall's Sydney show. After a bit of banter at soundcheck gets the attention of the rock star himself, they score invitations to the exclusive after party. Cue terrible flirting, great music, awesome wingmen, and lame golf jokes. Okay, so this was also a Heartbreak Weather Fest fic. And so therefore a song fic. It's based on Cross Your Mind. It's also very clearly famous, non-famous. It's D. Like, you know what you're getting into when you get into one of her fics for the most part. Like, it's going to be fluffy. It's going to be hilarious. Like, the banter back and forth is going to be fantastic and A+. And it's going to be just like palpable tension between the characters, and you're going to be wrapped up in them. You're going to want everything to work out perfectly, and in some ways it might, and in other ways it might not, but like, she always gets you there in the end, and oftentimes in ways that you're not expecting. And this is exactly it's exactly that. It was so much fun. to read this fic. It was one of those things where, like, I don't know about you, but, you know, growing up, I always loved those movies that were, like, the famous, non-famous movies where the girl meets the famous boy and he recognizes that she's not just like every other girl or whatever, you know? And they all kind of follow the same plot. But, like, this is different. And the way that Dee works the situation and the way that she handles and navigates the fact that Niall really is famous and Harry is his fan and is not famous. And the way that she kind of goes through it all, like, it feels realistic. It feels like this is a way that it could legitimately and truly happen. And also a way that they could honestly grow a mature and real relationship, you know, like, this, it could be a great start for them, and it feels natural, and yeah, I was just so impressed, because I kind of was expecting the cliche fun, you know, and I am not one to judge that. I enjoy that very much, but the fact that she made it, like, she paid attention to it enough to kind of try to make it believable and realistic, it was just really great, and I loved that. I loved the fact that it felt like it could really happen. It was really nice. So, it was a great way to end my reading for the month. Okay, I have two fics that I posted in August, and they were both for Wordplay. The first was for the fourth week of Wordplay, and the prompt... What was the prompt? Rise. The title of this fic was Thou Son Art Half as Happy, and it is about 7,000 words long. It is not rated, and the pairing is Style and Shaw. So it's Nick, Grimshaw, Harry, and Louis. For those who are interested, it does start out established, Griles, and then Louis is kind of introduced to the rest. So the summary reads, Hello, I'm sorry if this isn't a post that is allowed on this channel, but I was hoping for the best since it is regarding a photography project I'm working on at the moment. I'm working on a set of sunrise kiss photos, and therefore I'm needing a willing kissing partner. I'd hoped to be able to provide one for myself, but it hasn't panned out, so here I am. I was hoping to find someone here, since I know most of you, at least peripherally, and can generally vouch for you not being creeps. Plus, this way I know you will understand needing to continue to tweak the camera settings and reshoots, etc., that others might not. Anyway, I'm looking for someone who identifies as male or male-ish, sorry ladies, who is between the ages of 18 and 40. I'm a 29-year-old male-ish myself, for those who would like to know before replying. If you're interested in our free the early morning of August 7th and would like to kiss in the sunrise with me for the sake of some hopefully interesting and fun photos, let me know via DM and I'll give you the location. Or the one where Louis needs a kissing partner to show up, and it all might turn out for the best that way. Okay, so, story time. So, Rise was the prompt, and I originally had a whole other fic planned for this week, and I was really excited about it. I had been looking forward to writing another poly fic for a while, and it was a pairing that I hadn't written in that dynamic before. It was going to be Harry, Louis, and Greg, and I was super pumped for it. And it was going to be ABO, Triad, and all sorts of fun. Like, I had all sorts of fun games planned regarding the word Rise and how I was going to use it all sorts of different ways in the fic, and it was going to be a lot of fun. But I ran out of time, and that fic was going to definitely need more than just one evening of writing to be able to really do it justice, you know, do my idea justice. And so I decided, rather than shortening it into a different fic, which I could have done and still made it work, I really wanted to save it for later and be able to write the whole thing like I had imagined. So that left me, like, the day before my one writing evening that I had that week with nothing. I had no idea what was going to happen. And so I started scrolling through my prompts tag on Tumblr, and I found this photo, and it was a bridge that was overlooking a view of the city from the water, and on the handrail there was a sticker that said, "This is a good kiss spot." And I was just like, oh, what could we do with that, you know? And I had reblogged it from Jayri, and she had put in her tags a really great fic idea. And even she and I had talked in more depth about that fic idea, and I absolutely loved it. But I wanted to do something different because I wanted to still incorporate the poly aspect and all this other stuff, but I needed to do it in a way that I could write in just one evening. And so I was trying to figure out what to do, and I landed on Style and Shaw, and I landed on it being a photography thing, and instead of just Nick showing up, Harry does too, and they just, I wanted there to be a lot of emotions and openness and have a lot of fun with kind of trying to build a real connection with them just through this little project in the early mornings. Because I don't know about you, I feel like you can watch a sunset with pretty much anyone, but if you're watching a sunrise with someone, I feel like that's something that feels more intimate, because those early morning hours, you don't spend them with just anybody. You don't find yourself just, you don't just happen upon a sunrise with someone very often. It just feels special and vulnerable. And I wanted to capture that feeling of that time of day where everything's just starting and kind of transpose it onto their relationship a little bit. The issue is, I am an ace who does not like to kiss. I don't like kissing myself. I don't enjoy kissing, and I really don't enjoy writing it. I have a very hard time writing kissing in a way that feels, I don't know that it feels important, you know, like I'm having them kiss for a reason. It's supposed to show something and encapsulate something. And I have a very hard time actually doing that. And so I kind of wrote myself into a corner here, and I had to write a lot of kissing, and it was very hard, but I think I did all right with it. I think I captured the feelings and the vibes and that vulnerability and trying to open yourself up to something new and kind of that hope, that little spark of hope that maybe they're feeling and experiencing the same thing that you are. And I think I captured that. I think I got it. But I just had a lot of fun crafting this and delving into that world and learning who these characters were and trying to do the best that I could to really take that feeling of those early morning hours and the sunrise and kind of incorporating it into them and their beginning moments as well. And my second fic that I posted was for the fifth week of Wordplay, and the prompt for that was Sketch. The title is I Heard You Talking, and it's about 10,500 words long, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. It is also not rated. Okay, so the summary on this fic reads, it had been an hour of their noise that Louis had been dealing with, and for some reason, the fact that these grown men were being this rowdy in the quiet carriage over a game of Uno was the breaking point for him. He stood up and turned around, making his way down to where the group of five were somehow gathered around a table. Louis stopped at the table and cleared his throat, mouth open and ready to politely request that they keep it down, when the man who was sitting with his back to Louis turned. He was stunningly gorgeous. Blinking a ridiculous number of times in an attempt to pull himself together, Louis coughed and spit out, "This is the quiet carriage." God, he was nearly 40, and that was the best he could do in front of a set of pretty green eyes? Or the one where Harry is famous and Louis doesn't have a clue. Good thing his son is able to help him out. Okay, so back in January, and I don't think it was January of this year. It was probably January 2020. Because it feels like it was just yesterday, but it's obviously not. Anyway, I was listening to Greg James's breakfast show, and he had once again stumbled upon a ridiculous story and had to share it. And it was about this older couple who were on the train. They were in the quiet carriage heading back to Manchester, and there was this group of rowdy men, and it turned out they were playing Uno. They were rowdy over a game of Uno, and they went around to apologize and kind of make amends for being so loud and rowdy. And one of them came up to this older couple and, in apology, offered to take a photo. The couple thought that he was offering to take a photo of them, and he had to clarify, like, no, a photo with me. And so they're confused, and they're like, sure. And so the older gentleman takes a photo with this guy, and is talking to his son about the whole experience and is like, by the way, do you know who this is? And he texts his son a picture. Please understand, his son is a sports writer in Australia. Like, that is his profession, is writing about sports. And this, his father sends a picture of him with Paul Pogba of Manchester United. He's, you know, just one of the most famous footballers in the world. And this older gentleman had no idea who he was. And his son was like, oh my gosh. And so his son, of course, tweets about it and it just went viral. And I thought that it was hysterical. And I was like, how much fun would it be to make this an AU? And at the time, I had talked it out with Sada Veneeran, and she was going to take it with, I don't even remember which one, but like, if I was writing Harry as the football oblivious father and Louis as the footballer, she was going to write Louis as the football oblivious father and Harry as the famous footballer. We were going to have a lot of fun and do, like, you know, both aspects of it. And it didn't end up turning out that way. Obviously, here we are a year and a half later, and I couldn't even remember which one I had brainstormed and what the idea was. I could not find my notes on it anymore. So I just kind of had fun. And I figured, since I wrote Footballer Louie for My Big Bang, that I would switch it around and I'd write Footballer Harry. And it was just so much fun writing older dad Louie, who's just, you know, completely just, he has no idea about this famous footballer. He has no idea why this handsome man is waiting to take a picture with him. He has no idea about Twitter and why things are suddenly blowing up and what his son has done. And his son is, I just had so much fun writing all of this in their dynamics. And I wanted to try to kind of do what Dee did. Of course, I hadn't read her fic yet when I wrote mine, but I wanted to make it a realistic famous, non-famous. I wanted it all to progress and to happen and come about in a way that it felt like it could have naturally happened. And it seems like that could possibly be the way that they would go about things. And so I did the best that I could and I came up with this fic, and it was a lot of fun. So hopefully those who take a chance on it enjoy it and also feel that I made it somewhat realistic with the way the relationship progressed, but also just kind of enjoyed the absolute hilarity of their meeting. So yeah, that was it. Thank you so much for joining me. And I have been checking my phone throughout this whole thing and it is still recording. I am so, so pleased. So, that means that you're going to hear this and all of my rambling about everything. And I'm so sorry about that. But I do hope that you enjoyed listening to me talk about these fics. And I hope that you all have a wonderful month. I am really just hoping that September is nicer to all of us, kinder, gentler to everyone than August was. So here's for that. I'll be back hopefully on the 28th later this month. Have a great time, everyone. Thanks.